The warden turned to Mr. Pendansky. "Bring me Hector Zeroni's file." He stared at her. "Get it," she ordered. Mr. Pendansky went into the office. He returned a few minutes later and announced the file was apparently misplaced. The Attorney General was outraged. "What kind of camp are you running here, Ms. Walker?" The warden said nothing. She stared at the suitcase. The Attorney General assured Stanley's lawyer that he would get the records. "Excuse me while I call my office." He turned back to the warden. "I assume the phone works." He walked into the camp office, slamming the door behind him. A little while later, he reappeared and told the warden he wanted to talk to her. She cursed, then went inside. Stanley gave Zero thumbs up. "Caveman, is that you?" He turned to see Armpit and Squid coming out of the rec room. Squid shouted back into the rec room, "Caveman and Zero are out here." Soon all the boys from Group D had gathered around him and Zero. "Good to see you, man," Armpit said, shaking his hand. "We thought you were buzzard food." "Stanley is being released today," said Mr. Pendansky. "Way to go," said Magnet, hitting him on the shoulder. "And you didn't even have to step on a rattlesnake," said Squid.